Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers about what we do in terms of fluid milk sales here in the Central Order. So number one takeaway that I've gotten from the data that I've reviewed is that whole milk sales were making some gains from about 2015, 2016 through about 2020, 2021. But since then, we've actually seen a decline in whole milk. So as you think about that, why did that happen? Well, there's been a lot of changes in how we view fat, and particularly milk fat, when it comes to human nutrition. And rather than being seen in a very negative light, it's probably seen in more positive light today. So some of the things that you need to think about as a dairy producer is maybe how could you increase the consumption of fluid milk in your own community. So there are things that you could do, going to the grocery store and having samples of different types of milk available for consumers to taste. And trying to help in the schools with education programs is another way to increase fluid milk consumption by encouraging sports teams to utilize some flavored milk after hard practices or after games, which likely will result in increased purchases by their families as they try to provide snacks and things after additional practices. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers and communities to understand that fluid milk sales are an important part of what we do in the dairy industry. We have a very wholesome product that does have some very positive health benefits.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.